together one more time and worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Praise God. God is wonderful, marvelous. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we have, oh, to come to the presence of Almighty God, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we have. Praise God. It's wonderful. I'm going to be teaching today, and I'm not going to take too long because we have a couple baptisms in the end today. And my prayer today is that we can have a wonderful time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And my prayer today is that I'll be able to teach the Word of God. Not my opinion, not what I think, but what the Lord said. Thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. The title of the message is New Year, Old Trials. By Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, it says, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes right now. Dear Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name. We came here tonight because of you. Oh, Lord, speak in our hearts. Speak in our minds. Lord, we came here tonight to have intimacy with you. Oh, you are welcome in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. Oh, God, make tonight a special day. Every day is Christmas. Every day is a special day when we are in the presence of Almighty God. Let's make tonight a different day, a day that we can experience your presence, hear your word, and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We love you. We put our hands together when we worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. He's worthy. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of our clapping, of our honor, of our praise. Hallelujah. Turn to the person in your side and say, good to see you in the house of God. Amen. You may have a seat. So good to see you here tonight. Thank you for coming. And for sure, God has a message for you tonight. Well, tomorrow is the last day of 2015. And as we stand here on the edge of a new year, it's a good time to reflect on the year that is ending. And it's a good time to look forward into the year that is going soon to begin. It's also a good time for God's people to take an inventory on their walk with the Lord. We should take a very close look at where we are in the Lord and in our relationship with Him. We need to reflect and examine ourselves and see where we have been. Where are we? And where the Lord wants us to be. This passage in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 gives us the opportunity and the challenge to do just that. In the beginning of this month, in January, I went to our attic looking for some Christmas decoration. This particular location has been cluttered with lots of things that were no longer needed. And most of us put things in the attic. Of course, there were a few things in there that we just need to be there, has to be relocated there. And in the process of cleaning up, I uncovered a few things that brought me memories from the past. And as I clean in the attic, as many of us probably are cleaning our houses during this break, there were some things that were retained, some things that we release, and some things that we look at it and bring memories. And as I was reading this Bible verse, I found that the challenge that God's children to do exactly the same thing. As we look in our lives, in the light of those verses, we are challenged to retain some things or to release, let it go some things, and to remember other things. I want to share with you this message tonight. New year, old trials. I want to show you that God has a plan for your life. Every person in this building didn't come in here by accident. God has a purpose for every one of you, from the children that are here to the older. And as we battle our old trials in a brand new year, it's the will of God that He will make us capable to overcome any struggle, any problem, any circumstance. Deep cleaning is something that most people do during the Christmas break. As we clean our attics, as we clean our house, as we clean our closets, bedrooms, rooms, we found several items that they were important to us. And we did not throw these items away. We keep them so that they might be useful for us. There are things that we must throw away. We must let it go. Other things just for memories. In a spiritual sense, Paul is telling us that this is exactly what happened in the spiritual sense. Remember that the spiritual world the material world is a shadow for the spiritual world. It's all one reflection of the other. Just as in our lives, we throw things away. Just as in our lives, we keep some things. The same is in the spiritual realm. There are things that must be thrown away. There are things that must be kept. Hallelujah. Praise God. So today we're going to be talking about the things that we should keep away. We should keep with us. We need to hold on to them. Let's talk about the things that are important to us. They are dear to us. Let's talk about the things that we must keep in the spiritual realm. Paul tells us that we are risen with Christ. The word if you look at the Bible verse, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ. The word if is not a statement of a possibility. It's a declaration of a spiritual reality. Paul is saying, since you are risen with Christ. It's not an if we are Christians. It's a since we are Christians. Christians, not in just the sense of just belong to a group of religions, organization, but followers of Christ, disciples of Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul is discussing our spiritual position. When Jesus Christ died on Calvary, every person would ever place their faith on Him also died that day. When Jesus died at the cross, we died with Him. When we repent of our sins, repentance means to die for our sins. No longer I live, but Christ lives in me. When we repent of our sins, we are going to the cross with Jesus. We are following Jesus to the cross. And as Jesus was crucified there, we are crucifying our flesh, our lust, the lust, the desires of our hearts that are not in alignment with the will of God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because I have died with Christ, I have been liberated from the power of sins. Because if I'm dead, I can't commit sin. Because I'm dead. You see? So when we die for ourselves, we die for the world, we are taking on the death of Christ at the cross in the Calvary. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 says, wherefore, if we be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, hallelujah, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinance? Every child of God is dead for sin. In this verse, Paul reminds us that we have also been raised up with Jesus. As Jesus died, he was dead for 3 days, and he rose again, and he's alive. So we rise again with Christ. We die with him, we rose with him. He rose from the dead. We rose from the dead as well with Christ. When he got up, every person that died with Jesus got up as well. There's the three stages of salvation. That Jesus died at the cross means that we repent. We crucify ourselves with Christ. He rose again. Hallelujah. But before he rose again, he went to the tomb. He stayed in the tomb. He was buried. So that's the baptism. We are baptizing Christ. And then we rise again with him in the resurrection, which is the pour of the Holy Ghost in us. We should never forget that we are dead to sin and alive to a new life in Jesus. This is the knowledge that will help us to clean and live close to God. Hallelujah. We have to have an attention to our focus. Since we have been raised to a new life in Jesus, we are told to seek those things which are above. In other words, we are told to continually be seeking those things which are God's will. What is the will of God? What is the purpose of God for our lives? The Bible says, set our affections on things above. Affections refer to our minds. Have our minds on the things of God. Our likes, our passions, our loves, the things that we care about. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are told to focus our thoughts on heavenly things, not earthly things. We are to set our minds on the things of God. Hallelujah. To bring God glory. We have to have a deeper knowledge of Jesus. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 it says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Renew our minds. Hallelujah. Every day is a new opportunity to live for God. Every day is a gift from God to us. Let's not take for granted every breath we take. It is to bring glory to God. Let's not miss an opportunity to bring glory to God. God wants us to live a clean, holy life. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 9 says, mortify therefore your members. See, mortifies. Mortify means die. Let it die. All these passions, all these things that are from the old man. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. It talks about fornication, uncleanness, inordinance, affections, evil, concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience. We don't want to be counted among those. And he says, in which ye also walk sometime. In which I also walk sometime. I think we all can say that. In which I also walk sometime. When ye live in them. But now, see, but now, you also put off all these. Put them off. See, that's the trash. We need to put them off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man. That's the old man. That's the old man in his deeds. Now we are living in newness of life. It's a new life. It's a new beginning. As when Jesus was born, it brought a new beginning. We are in the year 2016. 2016 years that Jesus came to the world. So he marked the history, you see. So it's the same for every person that comes to Jesus. It's a new beginning. You can start counting the life. Hallelujah. Your life begins. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Let the word preaches itself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Godly virtues. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 16. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, boldness of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And ye be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you, rich in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Holiness in our domestic life at home. That's the things that we should keep. See, that's the things that we are going to carry on to the new year. We're going to carry down the godly virtues that in Colossians 3:12, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved mercies. Okay, and holiness in our domestic life, Colossians 3:18, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. I was just having a conversation the other day with a brother, and we just talked about this. You see, to love our wives. Let us bring that to the new year. Not only the new year, but let's bring that to our lifestyle. It's not just coming to church and have a New Year's resolution, but it's about having a commitment with the Lord, committing our lives to him. Hallelujah. Giving him our souls, our hearts. Hallelujah. Our bodies, our talents. You know, let God be the Lord of our lives. That's what it's called. He's the Lord. He's the boss. He's the manager. He's the leader. Oh, hallelujah. He is the king. Praise his holy name. Holiness in our social life, as we relate to other people, let's demonstrate the love of God. Let's put it in action, not just words, but let's demonstrate it in actions. Hallelujah. It's something that we all need to work, especially myself, you see, to be a missionary. Let's leave these doors and knowing that every one of us are called to be a missionary in West Palm Beach. Hallelujah. We are called to bear fruits, fruits that bring glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's not waste an opportunity that we are waiting in line at Publix. Oh, hallelujah. As we wait at Walmart, let's not waste an opportunity to hand out a card. Oh, to hand out a tract, to speak about Jesus, to start a conversation. Hallelujah. Oh, let's bring the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, in this town. And if another thing that we want to bring in our new year, in our new lifestyle during this year, is an effective prayer life, to pray. Hallelujah. And it says in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, it says, continuing prayer in watch in the same with thanksgiving. To be walking a spirit of prayer as you are driving, as you stop in traffic, let it be an opportunity for you to pray. Hallelujah. As you are waiting alone, let's take every opportunity. Hallelujah. Let's be a fruitful witness. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 3 and 6 says, without praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mysteries of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I might take it manifest as I order to speak. Let's walk in wisdom towards them that are without. Let's walk in wisdom towards them that are without. Look at this. Redeeming the time. So sometimes we take the time for granted. We take days, hours for granted. But the Bible says this: don't take for granted. We never know the future. We don't know what the day or tomorrow would bring. Tomorrow doesn't belong to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put your hands together. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. You see? Hallelujah. Seasoned with salt, that ye might know how ye ought to answer every man. Let's be fruitful. Hallelujah. And many times we are just, we go through so much waiting. We are waiting for Christmas. We are waiting until Christmas comes. We wait until the new year comes. We just wait. Let's stop all that waiting. Let's start it tonight. Let's make the commitment with the Lord to start it tonight, right now. Today is the day. If it's not today, when? Hallelujah. If it's not here, where? Oh, halabahashia. Hallelujah. In other words, we are to live like Jesus lived. In John chapter 2, verse 6, we are to live out of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Day by day, we are challenged to live our lives with genuine spiritual values and not the values of this fallen world. We are to give our attention to these spiritual heavenly things. We are enabled to live a heavenly, holy, God-honoring life, Jesus-centered. Hallelujah. As we prepare to enter in the new year, may the Lord help us to realize who we are and what we have in Jesus. Might that realization change the way we walk for His glory. Some things must be released. As we clean our attics, as we clean our house, let's clean it up, our lives. Let's clean it up, our souls. Let's clean it up, our minds. Oh, hallelujah. We clean, we sweep the floor. We clean all the wrapping paper. We come across several things that have to go. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't have enough room for some of the trash. We need to take them outside by the road. We place them by the curb. Just leave them there. They're going to come to pick it up. Just leave them there. Several bags of stuff that we no longer need it. You see? Hallelujah. Why we retain the things of God, the things that is going to help us to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, the things that are going to help us to get to know the Lord more and more and to please God, to live a life that the Lord is going to turn to us and say, my beloved child, welcome to the kingdom that has been prepared for you. Oh, hallelujah. Don't we all want to hear that when you go to heaven and Jesus there say, welcome to my kingdom. It is my desire to give you the kingdom has been prepared for you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our spiritual life is the same things as the material world. Some things we have to let it go. There are things that they try to attach themselves to our lives. They are just plain trash, and they just keep attaching to you. Those things need to be taken to the garbage. They have to be taken by the road. Hallelujah. They don't have a place in our lives. They don't have a place in our families. They don't have a place in our hearts. They don't have a place in our minds. We need to let them go. Paul tells us that we are to focus our thoughts on heavenly things. While we do that, we are to avoid getting caught up in the things of this world that takes our time, that waste our time, waste it's just time-consuming and hinder our walk with the Lord, but to keep our minds in the Lord. Hallelujah. In Colossians, Paul mentions some dangerous distractions that would hinder our walk if they were allowed to. And I have to say you some false doctrines. You see, there's false doctrines growing. Paul warned us, these early believers, about those who carry them off in false doctrines, false beliefs. The word spoil means to carry someone off as a captive. And I hate to say that. Sometimes even friends and relationship that we know is not helping us to grow is pulling us down. Sometimes we have to let it go. And it's hard for me to say, it's like Abraham and Lot. You see, it was hard for Abraham to tell Lot, oh, we must separate. You have to go your way. It was hard for him. God called Abraham. Abraham was following God, you see. But Lot was following Abraham. And was hard for Abraham to tell Lot, to say, well, you know, we know we are relatives and all that, but you got the picture. It's a difficult situation. But think about Abraham and Lot. You know, some things that you know is not helping you to grow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, but though we or an angel from heaven come with another gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. We said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Hallelujah. And the Bible says here, the apostles themselves, they said, if we are preaching to you right now, the apostles said, we are preaching for you right now. But hey, if we come back here teaching you anything different, you know is not true. So the apostles were warning them and say, let be a curse. Hallelujah. So even if an angel from heaven, hallelujah. And that's how we know the true church is the church that the focus is on Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how we know the true religion. If we want to take as a religion, the true religion, its focus is on Jesus' teaching. That's the true, because Jesus is the one true God. Hallelujah. God that manifested himself into a flesh and came into this world. Hallelujah. And even if an angel come to the earth with another gospel, yes, an angel come with another gospel, the Bible said, let it be cursed. Because this is the only true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The word of God is the truth. Let every man be a liar
and the word of God, the truth. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. What a privilege. Hallelujah. What an honor to be in a church. Hallelujah. What an honor to have that knowledge from God. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's throw in the trash the spiritual philosophies that refer to the wisdom of man. Man invented strange belief system. Man-made belief systems in the variance with Jesus Christ. If a person's teach is not backed up by the word of God, that system is to be avoided. Vain deceive. The phrase means empty tricks. To those who receive through trickery, through a slick message. The Bible says that in the end times, people have itching ears to hear lies. Hallelujah. Oh, God. They would have, if the message is not Jesus, is not of God. The Bible says, try every spirit. Hallelujah. We have to try every spirit. See, it's a new year. Old trials. Hallelujah. Old trials, new year. Traditions of man. And the traditions, believers, we are warned to be careful of a long-held beliefs. Just because people have believed for a long time, they have belief for generations, it's going on in your family, a believing system that have been taught and passed out through generations. But we have to try through the word of God. We have to base our faith and our walk on the word of God, not the traditions of man. No matter how godly, how good it looks like, it's looked like it's so good. It looks like it's godly, but we need to try with the word of God. Hallelujah. And God doesn't have respect of man. Let the word be truth. Amen. And every man a liar. The rudiment of the word. Again, believers are warned against falling away from a mature faith to accept a simplistic doctrine. You know, just believe in Jesus sort of thing. But faith without works is dead. We must have the works of our faith. Show me thy faith by works. Hallelujah. This phrase refers, and here says, the gospel itself is simple. The Bible says that even a child can understand. But let's keep that. That's simple. But it's a simple, it's a godly simple. Hallelujah. There is a foolish demand. Paul also warns believers to watch out for people who'd place them back under the law. Jesus came to deliver us from legalism and from all the senseless demands of the law. Christians are to stand in the liberty, in the spirit. The liberty, the word, and the spirit of God. Flesh deeds, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 through 10, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, unordinance, affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. There are some things that we must remember. They are the things that we keep. They are the things that we must throw away. And they're the things that we must remember. As we clean up our attic, as we clean our houses, I found a box on the top were things that didn't matter. But inside the box, we discover pictures, old pictures. We found pictures of my wife and I when we were dating, when we first got married. And it's a good opportunity for us to stop to remember, as today, as tomorrow is the last day of the year. Remember the blessings of the Lord. You see, don't forget all the blessings that the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel, they crossed the Red Sea, many of the children, they forgot all the way that God delivered them from Pharaoh, all the plagues, all how God delivered them, the opening of the Red Sea. So, and later on God said, let them take a little rock. Every person take a little rock. And every time they look at the rock, they will remember. So let's not forget. Let's always remember the things, the blessings of God. How God brought you from. How God delivered you. How God, oh, blessed you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some things must be remembered. Hallelujah. There has been a death. We remind again that we have died for sins and the influence of this world. One of the surest ways for the child of God to enjoy spiritual victory is to us understand that we have been crucified with Christ. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There has been a burial, so let's remember that. Remember a burial. Remember the day that you were baptized. Never forget that day. How did you feel? How did you feel before you go to the water? How did you feel? Think about it. How did you feel when you were going through the water? And how did you feel after? So think about it. Let's cherish those memories. Let's never let them go. Those are the memories that we're going to bring with us through our testimony. As we are reaching for the world, let's not forget the person that talked to you about Jesus for the first time. And the person that told you about baptism in Jesus' name and show you the truth. The first person that brought you to church. Hallelujah. That first care that you had. Hallelujah. You've been buried. We are buried with him by baptism. In Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says that we are buried with him by baptism unto death. That, like as Christ was raised from the death by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. There has been a resurrection. But in Romans 8 verse 9 it says, but ye not in the flesh but in the spirit. If so, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body, whether be Jew or Gentile, whether be bond or free, you have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Remember the day that you got the Holy Ghost. How was that day? What? How did you feel? Who prayed you through? Think about it. Those are the memories that we keep carry on with our lives. And all the memories, the works that God has done to us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We don't need a new year. We are already a new creature. Hallelujah. Yeah. Living in newness, newness of life. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Right now, all the believers in this room battles the world, the flesh, and the devil. They try to hinder us. And God's promise in Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. For there shall be no more sorrow, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be there any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together. Worship God. God has a dream for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a dream. He has a purpose for you. And I'm so glad today there's people that are going to be baptized. What a wonderful day to be baptized. What a wonderful day to get the Holy Ghost. And as I tried, as I wrap it up, let's take a look. As we stand here tonight, as we are here tonight, as we are just one day away from the new year, we need to take a good look. Let's take a hard look in our lives, in our walk with the Lord. Let's just stand, if you will. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to, in your, wherever you are, if you want to stand, it would be wonderful. If you can stand, I understand. There are some things in your life that needs to be retained. Does your focus need to be adjusted? What are the things that you need to retain? You're going to be keeping carry on in your life. What are the things that you are keeping definitely in your life? Like I said before, we're not making a resolution. It's a commitment with the Lord. What are the things in your life? I want you to think about. What are the things that need to be released? You need to lay down some of the things in your life. Some things that are in your thoughts, in your heart. Think about the things that must let go. Like you are cleaning your house. You see, we all do a cleaning once a while. We all do a cleaning. And this is a spiritual cleaning. That's a spiritual connection that we are making today. What are the things in your life that need to be remembered? Do you need to take a trip down in your memory to remember things? What did you learn from your mistakes? What did you learn? What lessons God taught you throughout this year? What messages in the church that is still in your ears? You still remember the day that such a preacher came and said that to you. What are these messages? Hallelujah. What God taught you through experience in your life. What did you learn? Hallelujah. There is an altar call. If there are needs and the Lord has spoken in your heart, this altar is open. And all the minds in the Lord now. Let's close our eyes. If you need to be baptized, I would like to invite you to come in front of the church. If you need the Holy Ghost, the altars is open. Whatever the need might be today, you should listen to the voice of the Lord and do what God is telling you to do. Let's seek to make 2016 the best year of our lives. For the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We give you glory, honors, praises, and worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey,